From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Labor Department's monthly jobs report produced a surprise this morning: strong jobs growth. Employers added 337,000 jobs to their payrolls in October. That's the fastest pace of job growth in 7 months. The unemployment rate, however, rose slightly to 5.5% because more people began looking for work. NPR's Jack Speer has details.
Maybe you haven't noticed, but economists are having a tough time estimating what's going on in the labor market these days. There was no reason to think October would come in strong. Oil prices hovered above $50 a barrel for most of the month. Then there was the uncertainty of the approaching election. But employers went on a tear last month, creating approximately twice as many jobs as expected. Dr. Sunwon Son is chief economist at Wells Fargo Banks.
We are beginning to see some more light at the end of the tunnel. I believe business confidence is rising. Consumers are onto a firmer ground. The price of oil by October, I think, has kind of peaked and plateaued. So uncertainties are diminishing.
The economy added jobs pretty much across the board last month, with one exception, the manufacturing sector. Mark Vintner is chief economist at Wachovia Securities. He says even some areas of the economy that previously had been lagging appear to have picked up.
We saw strength in virtually every jobs category. Manufacturing payrolls were down. They were down by 5,000, but we saw job growth virtually everywhere else, including retailing. And we've been getting some mixed signals out of retailing lately. The employment numbers have been weak. Sales have been, by the major chain stores, have been somewhat disappointing. But when you look at the overall retail sales, they look quite good.
There were also impressive gains in the construction sector, which added about 70,000 new jobs. Some of those jobs are in Florida and other areas of the South, where contractors are hiring to rebuild following the recent hurricanes. And while the continued job losses in manufacturing are disappointing, the loss this time was small. Don Wainwright is CEO of St. Louis-based Wainwright Industries, a company that makes parts for the automotive and aerospace industries.
It's better than it was a year ago and better than it was 2 years ago. It's just not booming, but it's steadily moving ahead. And I think every week or so you feel a little bit better and you see things starting to break.
Like many companies, Wainwright, with 300 employees, has been hiring temporary workers to meet increased demand, and it's clear other companies are doing the same thing. Around half of the nearly 100,000 jobs created in professional and business services last month were temporary positions. John Challenger is CEO of the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. He says that shows companies are still hedging their bets.
As companies and businesses grow, orders come in. They're cautious about creating jobs, many in terms of full-time, but they bring on temporary people to get the work out. If the gain is sustainable, if it lasts for some time, they may convert those people into full-timers.
The government's report showed the unemployment rate actually rose last month to 5.5%, but strangely enough, that was also due to an improving economy. Again, economist Sunwon Son.
367,000 people, they've decided to rejoin the labor force because there are jobs to be had. And so rising labor force, that pushed up the jobless rate by 0.1%, and to me that's really a good news.
Despite the strong numbers, economists cautioned against reading too much into 1 month's employment data, though most did see reason for optimism about the months ahead. The Bush administration hailed the news, saying the economy's now added jobs for 14 straight months. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.